Welcome back to Morning Blend. We hope we've worked out our studio gremlins this morning, but we're back on track. Now it's White Strong with Alicia Hart and Lester Cox. And a statement yesterday from the FNM saying that Hubert Ingram will still be their leader until they have a convention and they have time to elect a new leader.
That makes sense. I think the statement made by Mr. Ingram was rather premature. It would have left the party in flux with his going away so swiftly. He definitely needs to stay on until some processes are taking place. I'm certain it makes more sense.
Yeah, this is trending on Facebook all day yesterday. The people's response to what Mr. Ingram said on election night. I mean, it was strange. It was strange how people reacted to that.
How did they react? What were they saying?
They were, well, I mean, it depends on what side of the fence you were on.
Right.
But on the opposite side, you know, they were, number one, they were shocked that he would do such a thing. And the feedback was immediate. I don't know if he responded to that feedback. Because, I mean obviously, some of the feedback was positive because people were saying that, you know, he should have an orderly transition. And, you know, sometimes when a defeat like that surprises you in that way, I think you can just overreact. And that may have been what happened to Mr. Ingram.
Well, many were saying that he was being a prima donna. He was upstaging the wonderful transition because his news would definitely take precedence, because it was just a shocker that upon the defeat, he decided, okay, I'm going to resign from the party as a leader, and I'm going to resign as an MP. So most persons just simply said that he was being a prima donna, and he was upstaging the whole election process with his news.
Well, I mean, I didn't see that on Facebook.
Yes, most persons that I spoke to felt the same.
I know a lot of people were saying it's the Westminster way of doing things, apparently.
But it's not.
We have seen here, in this country at least, we haven't seen that. There's been no example of this with
Not at all.
The elections that leaders have lost in this country. They stay on
as long as they can
come back and win.
As we have seen.
And it's happened in the Caribbean, you know, people stay on as long as they can. If you don't have processes to remove people, they will stay on and they will hustle and hustle.
In Jamaica, they have a seesaw. It's back and forth. I'm the prime minister. No, I'm the prime minister. And here I come again.
Oh, yeah. Personally, I like to see when you lose, you just go away.
Well, give
the party a chance to renew. And bring in new
come
leaders.
Back fresh.
I love the American way. The Americans don't care once you lose, you just go away, mm-hmm. and you'll be an elder statesman.
Well, it didn't work.
A couple
work
of
for
examples. Well, Nixon didn't. He came back, and
yes, he did.
But most of them will go away
and not come back again.
And become statesmen and speak on talk shows about.
Yes,
but I mean, I think that's the way our country should go. I mean, If we keep these institutions, I mean, I really believe that we are entrenching in our system two parties. If we keep these parties strong and democratic, right now I don't think they're democratic at all. But I know they're not democratic at all. We need to make them more democratic, more open processes. We need to understand their finances. We need to understand how they operate. And if we keep those strong as institutions, they will continue to build new leaders. And that's what we need to do. The institution of the PLP needs to be strong. Institution of the FNM needs to be strong. And I tell you something, you know, I'm gonna be looking at a couple of things from this new Christie administration. I wanna see if they're gonna be governing in history, if they think that the people made a mistake last time when they removed them from power and they're just gonna be bringing back these old people and saying, you know what, you all made a mistake. We had a previous agenda. I wanna see that. I wanna also see if the PLP, if there's any party reform inside the PLP, because I think this is very important, because the way a lot of these parties are set up right now is they are set up to keep the leader in power. So sometimes a leader can lose, but he has appointed so many stalwart councillors that it's difficult to remove him from office. And the next thing I want to see is how we move to this version of, I think, our country's development called economic majority rule. In the sense that, number one, the majority understands what is going on with the economy and they have some input in it, I'd want to see that. And the last thing I'd really want to see is if all these political parties are funded. I mean, right now, a lot of the Bay Street Boys and wealthy foreigners are still funding these parties, and I want to see that go away. I'd like to see country funded elections. That's really what I want to see.
Interesting you should bring that up. The OAS, you know, they've had their people in town monitoring our elections, and the chief of mission for the OAS, Alfonso Quinones, gave a report yesterday to the media about their findings and one of their issues. Campaign, finance,
that's a big and important issue.
Let's listen to what Mr. Quinones had to say about that.
The adoption of a legal framework on the financing of political parties and campaigns in order to enhance the accountability, transparency, and equity of the democratic process.
Life's journey can be
Yep, so, campaign, you know, it was very interesting. He mentioned how it was commendable that we have a system where the candidates have to disclose how much they make and what they're worth. But he found it strange that we don't have
any system in place
that can tell you where they're getting this money from
for the campaign.
And that is why when you see parties win, they do things that just don't make sense to the majority. And that's because the people who finance these are, I mean, if you look at the operation that was the PLP and the FNM in this election, that costs millions of dollars to mobilize those people. You fly in leaders round from rally to rally. Look at Saturday night, and you look at the schedule of Mr. Ingram and Mr. Christie on that night. Thousands of dollars just in air travel alone.
And that's the broadcast, the commercials, and the paying for the. They had a simulcast where they were switching back and forth between the PLPs, NASA, and Grand Bahama rallies.
No question about it. And you see, nobody in the media is asking the government, is asking these parties, where is this money coming from? Let us get a feel for where this money is coming from. Who's paying it? In what amounts are they paying it? And what are these people